What the fuck?
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 Howdy friends, Glenn here from FakeShemp.net, coming at you with a brand new episode of What the Fuck Was That? The weekly micro podcast that acts all sarcastic and shit. Now, I've been avoiding this subject for some time on the FakeShemp.net podcast. A Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake. There, I said it. It took a lot of work to get those words out. I fucking hate this film. Possibly more than any other film in the history of cinema. But for the sake of shit canon, I'm going to try and keep it together, so just bear with me. Let's for a second forget about that whole general argument about the pros and cons of remakes for now. Let's just focus our attention on this one. If ever there was a film that did not need remaking, it's A Nightmare on Elm Street. Wes Craven's incredible 1984 film is still one of the most seminal, influential, and effective horror films of all time. I watch it a lot and it never falters. It's the quintessential horror film that broke all the rules and it scared the fucking shit out of audiences. And you know what? It's still scary. So what's the fucking point in remaking it? I don't know where to start.
Dude, you started like a minute ago.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, so they recast Freddy. Now, Jackie Earle Haley, he's an exceptional actor in his own right. But I'm sorry, he should have said fuck no and flipped the bird when they asked him to step into some of the most iconic shoes in cinema's history. And so they changed his makeup design and they went for that whole natural look. They wanted him to look like a real Burns victim. But instead, he ended up looking like a fucking turtle. Seriously, I think Michael Bay used the same design for his Ninja Turtles movie. And this Freddy lacks a sense of humour. In the original, he lurked in the shadows and always teased and tormented his victims, but with a cheeky, sinister kind of glee. But shitty remake, Freddy's all serious and they brought him out of the shadows and he's in full exposure for pretty much all the film. Actually, that kind of is funny. Turtle humanoid chasing people in circles.
I like turtles.
In the original, he only spoke a few lines throughout the entire film, but now he's like Kenneth fucking Branagh picking up a copy of Hamlet. He just won't shut the fuck up. And don't get me started on the digital effects.
Too late.
What the fuck were they thinking? Wes Craven made a relatively cheap film to maximum effect. Those practical effects, they stood the test of time and they're as effective now as they ever were. Whereas the remake went for that whole bullshit digital crap and they failed at every fucking turn. They just look fake. A stunning example of their awfulness is in that scene above Heather's bed. In the original, the effect was achieved with a simple use of a rubber wall and a human being pushing his body into it. The image of that shapely figure lurking over her bed was petrifying. It still is. But in the remake, that same scene, carbon copied, is done with computers. It has absolutely no fucking resonance, no textual reality, and fuck all impact. If I had to scrape together some kind of faint praise for this remake, it would probably be its depiction of Freddy's origin. That lynch mob scene, it's kind of well handled. But then again, we've already fucking seen it in Freddy's Nightmares, the TV series. So once again, nothing new. Why didn't they just go ahead and make a prequel movie? That's like the one aspect of the Nightmare series that's never been explored in any real depth. And origin stories, like, they're popular and stuff. Clearly I'm agitated. I could slam this piece of shit all night. But this is supposed to be a 2 to 3 minute podcast, so I'm going to end with a message to Michael Bay. Stop fucking with our movies. What is it with you? You seem to be systematically taking all of the movies that actually mean something to us, and then you shit on them. You like proverbially drop trout and dump your stink on them. Just fucking stop, man. Are you allergic to like news stories or something? Right, who wants a drink?
I do.
So that's it from me. Don't forget to listen to our regular full-length FakeShemp.net podcast on iTunes, Pod Bean and Stitcher. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Be our friend. We love talking about movies, so why not join us? So for now, that's it from me. I'll catch you next week, friends. Adios, amigos.